From here in the heart of Rome, we go over now to Liverpool in the north of England, where Archbishop Patrick Kelly shares with us his thoughts on the Word of God coming to our troubled world once again through the birth of the baby in Bethlehem.
Christmas night will find us watching this Word again. There were shepherds keeping watch over their flocks by night. A holy night, a night of magical memories. But the night is chosen as the first setting for the heralds of good news of great joy, because he comes into our night. And the Word is first proclaimed to men of a hard, lonely, not always honest way of life. And the reality we face this Christmas is the threat of a morning after the night before, such a morning that becomes darkest night. The mountain of debt touching families, cities, countries, continents is a terrible hangover, and it is night for hundreds of thousands. Early in December, I was in Valladolid and found that there, together with many cities across Spain, the Christmas lights were not switched on every night as a sign of the difficulties so many were facing. In this city of Liverpool, we're coming to the end of a responsibility generously and gloriously accomplished to serve as the European Capital of Culture 2008. 2009 could be for us a morning after the night before. But thanks be to God, the Midnight Mass, the Feast of Christmas, of receiving the Word of God, of prayer, of carols of praise, doesn't require us to leave the dark outside. For, as Isaiah will proclaim, it's a people who walked in darkness who have seen a great light. On those who lived in a land of deep darkness, a light has shined. For God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ and raised us up with him. Across the centuries, the thrill of such new life coming as a pure gift beyond all deserving has filled many with the Spirit, causing them to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody to the Lord. That is the source of the great Christmas carols, carols often touched with wonder, and yes, indeed magic, but the Holy Spirit, by whose working comes all life, all holiness, isn't magic or overwhelming force. The night of Christmas is the night of the tone of the voice of God revealed as a baby's cry, a crying that invites us day by day to renewal, repentance, reform, for a Saviour has been born for us, who is Christ the Lord, come to set us free. From hardness of heart, from all in us that oppresses others, or within us that is the seed of bitterness and war, the Prince of Peace calls us to healing and reconciliation. So it is that at this feast we rejoice to celebrate not one birth but two. For Mary gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, so that in baptism we might receive adoption as children of God, who has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. The night of Christmas brings us new birth in the waters of baptism and of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit we receive is that same Spirit that hovered over the formless void and original darkness to accomplish light and beauty. It's the same Spirit who overshadowed the poor, lowly, hungry Mary of Nazareth, and so she conceived and gave birth to the Son of God, the light of the world. And that Holy Spirit in our hearts enables us to be those who do not destroy and despoil and devour the earth, but enjoy and respect and renew the earth. So this night song promises nothing less than peace on earth. A dark night, but to be transformed into a holy night. The promise, not that the hangover of the morning after the night before, of excess in borrowing and debt, will soon be healed by some sparkling, fizzy, quick fix of a drink, so that happy days are here again. But a morning after the night before, that will be healed by wisdom, transparency, integrity, selflessness, generosity, the joy of self-giving. This city of Liverpool will walk on with hope from its year as European capital of culture in this conviction. The secret of the success of 2008 was that spirit which made the city deserve the praise of Jesus. I was a stranger, and you made me welcome. The Saviour born at the Christmas feast makes it possible for us to ensure there is room in the inn for the asylum seeker, those sick, those troubled in body, mind, spirit, those wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan, for families who are fearful at Christmas night, for loved ones in the theatres of war, for prisoners, especially in my case, the prisoners in Walton Prison, Liverpool, with whom in the name of all the church, I will celebrate Christmas morning. We shall be those for whom and through whom the day dawns and the morning star arising in hearts, and we wait and hasten a new heaven and a new earth, where goodness, justice, love and truth are at home.
Thanks there to Archbishop Patrick Kelly of Liverpool for that Christmas reflection.